When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Howler in the Holler, an Appalachian abomination. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we venture into the ancient, enigmatic heart of America, Appalachia. Specifically, we journey to the deep, winding hollers of rural Kentucky in the autumn of 1979. This is a place where the mountains breathe history, where dense forests guard secrets, and where folklore isn't just a collection of old stories, but a living, breathing testament to the profound and often terrifying relationship between humanity and the untamed wild. Here, the darkness holds more than just shadows. It holds things that whisper, things that watch, and things that, on occasion, will howl. Our story begins with Jedediah Miller, better known simply as Jed. Jed was a man carved from the very landscape he inhabited. Lean, wiry, with eyes that saw more than they let on, he was a seasoned poacher. Now I'm not here to glorify or condemn his chosen profession. What is important is that Jed knew those woods better than almost anyone. He moved through the tangled undergrowth with the silent grace of a ghost, could read the signs of game, and understood the treacherous terrain of the deepest ravines and hollows with an almost instinctual precision. He was a survivor, a hunter, and a man who rarely, if ever, felt fear in the dark embrace of the wilderness. His rifle, a well-cared-for Winchester, was an extension of his arm, his livelihood, and his protection. On the evening of October 23rd, 1979, Jed set out, as he often did, under the cloak of a moonless sky. The air was cool and damp, carrying the scent of fallen leaves and damp earth. A thin mist was beginning to creep up from the lowest points of the valleys, a familiar shroud that Jed welcomed, as it offered excellent cover. He was heading for a remote section of the woods, a particularly deep and forgotten holler, known for its healthy population of deer. The journey was long, treacherous even for an experienced woodsman. The path narrowed, the trees grew denser, and the silence, broken only by the occasional rustle of unseen creatures, grew profound. Jed, however, was in his element. He moved with purpose, his senses finely tuned to the nocturnal world around him. He would have been acutely aware of every twig snap, every distant hoot of an owl. Nothing should have taken him by surprise. But something did. Jed didn't return home the next morning. His wife, a woman accustomed to his long excursions, grew concerned as the hours stretched into afternoon. By dusk, she alerted the small, local sheriff's department. A search party was quickly assembled, made up of deputies and other local woodsmen who knew the terrain. They tracked Jed's familiar path into the deepening holler, the mist growing thicker with the encroaching night. They found him shortly after midnight. The scene was one of unimaginable horror, painted by the stark beams of their flashlights. Jedediah Miller lay in a small clearing, surrounded by ancient, towering oaks. His body, dear listeners, was eviscerated. His abdomen was ripped open, his organs strewn across the damp earth. It was a brutal, sickening display of overwhelming force. But perhaps the most unnerving detail, the one that defied immediate explanation, was his rifle. His prized Winchester lay mere inches from his outstretched hand, gleaming dully in the flashlight beam, untouched. It hadn't been fired. It hadn't even been raised. It was as if whatever had attacked him had done so with such sudden, overwhelming speed and power that he hadn't even had the chance to defend himself. The seasoned deputies, hardened by years of dealing with the grim realities of rural life, were visibly shaken. They had seen brutal animal attacks, the work of bears or wild dogs. But this was different. The sheer force, the methodical nature of the evisceration, and the untouched weapon spoke of something far beyond the capabilities of any known predator. The ground around the body showed no clear footprints, just disturbed earth consistent with a struggle, but nothing definitive to suggest a human attacker. No drag marks, no signs of a prolonged fight. Just a sudden, explosive violence. As the news of Jed's gruesome death spread through the scattered homes of the community, the official investigation quickly ran into dead ends. Sheriff Brody, a man of practical mind, leaned towards a bizarre animal attack, perhaps a rogue bear or a pack of feral hogs, despite the inconsistencies. But the locals knew better. They didn't need a forensic report to tell them what had happened in that holler. They spoke in hushed, fearful tones about the night thing. They called it the Howler. The descriptions were chillingly consistent, passed down through generations in hushed whispers around dying embers. They spoke of a creature that could lure its prey with an unearthly sound. A cry, they said, that mimicked the distressed wail of a baby. A sound so heart-wrenching, so primal, that it would draw anyone deeper into the woods, driven by the instinct to help. And then, the smell. A sickening, unforgettable stench that always accompanied its presence. The wet, musty odor of wet dog fur, mixed with the sharp, burning, almost suffocating aroma of sulfur. A smell that warned of something not of this world, something infernal. Several locals came forward, hesitant at first, to recount their own terrifying encounters with the Howler. Old Martha May, who lived just a few miles from Jed's farm, claimed she'd heard the crying sound from her porch just 2 nights before Jed disappeared. She described it as an unnatural baby cry, too loud, too prolonged, and moving too fast for any real infant. She'd tried to ignore it, drawing on her grandmother's warnings to never investigate a baby crying alone in the woods at night. Others spoke of the sulphurous smell lingering in the air after a perceived strange sound or movement in the peripheral vision, a smell that made their dogs whimper and hide. These were not the ramblings of the superstitious, but the stark, terrified accounts of people who lived intimately with the ancient woods and knew the difference between a fox and something else entirely. The police, of course, dismissed these accounts as local superstition, the natural human tendency to seek supernatural explanations for the unexplainable. They couldn't put night thing on a police report, but their lack of answers, the glaring inconsistencies of the scene, only strengthened the locals' conviction. The woods were not just woods. They were inhabited. And something old, something hungry, had claimed Jedediah Miller. Appalachia, with its isolated communities and deep-rooted oral traditions, has long been a fertile ground for cryptids and unknown entities. From the Mothman to the Flatwoods Monster, these mountains have a way of holding on to old energies, old fears. The Howler in the Holler fit perfectly into this tapestry of hidden horrors. It wasn't just a monster, it was a punishment, a dark force that enforced the ancient, unspoken rules of the wilderness, perhaps preying on those who took more than they were given, or who trespassed into forbidden depths. What was this creature, dear listeners? Was it a cryptid, a biological anomaly yet undiscovered by science, adapted to mimic and terrify? Or was it something more ancient, something supernatural, a malevolent spirit or elemental force tied to the very land itself, feeding on fear and flesh? The scream, that deceptive cry of a baby, a lure designed to exploit the most fundamental human instinct to nurture and protect. And the smell, that noxious combination of wet dog fur and sulfur, a repulsive signature that marked its hunting ground, a smell that would cling to your memory long after the sound had faded. The case of Jedediah Miller remains officially unsolved, a gruesome footnote in the annals of rural disappearances. But for the people of Appalachia, deep in those Kentucky hollers, the mystery is far from over. When the sun sets and the shadows lengthen, and a chilling cry seems to echo from the deepest part of the woods, they know to lock their doors, pull their children close, and remember the story of Jedediah Miller. They know that in those ancient, untamed mountains, something still howls in the holler. Something that smells of sulfur and wet dog. And something that waits, patiently, for the unwary to answer its siren song. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night. Generate audio overview.